Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Talked about this earlier on the show. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. News from the Nest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, George Kittle. Got an extension with the San Francisco 49ers. 4 years, $76.4 mil, which includes $40 million guaranteed. Now the highest paid tight end in football. Just barely edging Trey McBride out in Arizona. And the question we were asking there, how does this affect the Ravens with three pending free agents? Charlie Kohler's not in that level, but Andrews has been that dude, making 12 mil himself. And Isaiah likely looks like a future star himself, even though he has to share catches with number 89.
Yeah, I don't think it'll affect any of those guys right now. I mean, Andrews making, what, 15 mil a year? So Andrews got paid. Is he going to get paid again? I don't see it, Bob. I don't see another team, because I think you mentioned earlier he's averaging, you know, he's got a lot of touchdowns, but he averages 33 yards a game. You know, so that's kind of the issue there, whereas likely is the explosive guy, the yak guy, you know, likely is that guy, the next guy. And with Andrews financially and stuff, I think this is going to be it for him. And they'll have Likely, and they'll have Charlie Kohler, and then maybe they go get, a year from now, they'll draft another one.
Stand corrected, Andrews averaged 39.6 yards per game. But still not an explosive, you know.
Yeah,
Kittle had over 1,000 yards receiving. Andrews had 673. You know, not to make excuses for him, but, you know, slow to come back from the ankle injury suffered late in 2023, which allowed Isaiah Likely to explode onto the scene. Don't forget, when the Ravens got hot late and secured the number one seed in the playoffs, Isaiah Likely was a very, very important part of that.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And Likely's a playmaker. Every time he has had a chance to make plays, he does. And in the big games, he has made plays. So I don't think there's any concern whatsoever about Likely. Can he be a 1,000-yard receiver? Yes. Can he be with the Ravens? I don't know if he can. I just think that Lamar spreads it around too much for that.
Well, let me ask you this. If we're sitting here a year from now, are we talking about a brand-new tight end room?
No. Likely will definitely be there. And I think Charlie Kohler will be too. You know, because I don't think Charlie Kohler is going to be, you know, somebody. Although I didn't think Oliver was going to get 3 years, $21 million either. You know, and the thing is, if Charlie continues to improve his blocking, just show a little more strength, because he's a hell of a positional blocker is what he is right now. I mean, he's 6'7". He's big. But I mean, in college, he didn't block me or you. You know, he was not a blocker. And Likely's a perimeter blocker. He's not an inline blocker. So they could use that a year. And Andrews is not a blocker either.
All right, let's bounce around the draft a little bit. We got profiles coming up throughout the week until we get through all 11. And we have another one coming up here in about 40 minutes or so. But Eric DaCosta talked about the draft class of 2025. And in particular, one of their sixth-round picks, Aeneas Peebles.
Aeneas Peebles is Coach Harbaugh, one of his guys. He loved his tape. We loved his explosion. He's a little undersized, but he's a twitchy, disruptive player who can rush the passer. He plays hard. I think he's got a really, really good skill set for us as a third down sub rusher who runs to the football and can make some plays that way.
Well, that's, you know, Harb's liked him. He's undersized. He definitely is, you know, undersized. So we'll see what I mean, you like him on film. You like him, you know, you liked his tape, you know, right now, Virginia Tech. He's 6'1". What was he, 284? So if he's got a little quickness, you know, put him over to center, give him a chance, you know, to beat some people, and we'll see. Work with Chuck Smith, see if that helps you out with your pass rush and stuff. Kind of looking forward to watching the tape on him.
Now, we talked about it earlier with Nolan here, the need for defensive line help.
No doubt.
I don't say this kid can't get the job done, but, you know, he's not the end all. They haven't answered all of those questions, basically, with the draft. There's still going to be more resources coming in at that spot. Because replacing Michael Pierce, easier said than done. Because when he was healthy, he did a lot of beneficial things to your
Michael
team.
Pierce was a stud. Plus, he could get some pressure on the quarterback, too. So, Bob, I would think they'll add two. I think they'll add two veteran guys in there.
Now, Teddy Buchanan out of Cal, fourth round pick. Yeah. A couple people mentioned him by name yesterday. So, Eric, what's all the hubbub here?
Buchanan was a guy that I did late in the process. The coaches and scouts liked him. I saw a guy that played very hard, very gifted, mover, explosive, excellent coverage linebacker, should translate well to special teams. Think he's a really polished, tough, tenacious guy.
Yes, should translate well to special teams. Yes, he should. You know, and we'll do him tomorrow, Bob, one of the guys we do tomorrow. But he has a hard time against the run, Bob, because he can't get off of blocks and he plays small. And I think, you know, he runs 4.6. He jumps 40 inches on the vertical jump. Yeah, in the pass stuff, sure. Now, if you've got to play him, I think you got to blitz him. Because he'll get engulfed by a lineman, you know, unless it's passing situation. But he does look a little stiff in his hips. But he can run, got a great motor, all those things. Tackles a little high, I think, because of, you know, his hips. But he's a very good blitzer. Very good blitzer. So, just kind of like they did with Simpson when he first started out, you know, just blitz him. Because if people get his hands on him or they shield him, nah, he plays small inside is what he does.
Too much to ask that he replaces Trenton Simpson?
Cannot. No. I find that hard time happening there. I think he replaces, you know, board, you know, probably on teams, covering and doing those types of things. I think that's probably it. You know, if he has to start at inside linebacker, oof, I think that would be a tough one just because he's going to have a hard time against a run.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest, Turn It Up Tuesday. Finally, Ravens need a punt returner. Did they answer that one with LaJonte?
Wester is a guy that, you know, what stands out about him is really his returnability. If you watch him, I think he's a twitchy, explosive punt returner. I think, you know, last year it became evident that we could probably get better there at that position. Feel like last year's probably I didn't do a good enough job making sure that we had a good punt returner on the team. We had some guys, but we couldn't get the right mix, the right guy to really do it. And we think Wester has a chance to really come in here and be an impact punt returner for us. So excited about him.
And yeah, I mean, because Tylan Wallace did it. Tylan Wallace won a game returning a kick
a couple
for
years
him.
Ago.
Yeah. So, but he wouldn't catch the ball. He got where he was afraid to go catch it, and then the ball was rolling and stuff. So they said coming in, they were going to look for a punt returner, and we'll see if Wester's that guy. And, you know, if he is, Bob, then all of a sudden, then you're probably keeping six receivers is what you're doing. And then where are you going? Where are you cutting back to have your sixth receiver?